is, you know, here's our logo as a walk-in, and then our five big boys.
When we arrived, it was still a work in progress. Video screens, pictures, and other objects had yet to be fixed in place. But already there were several placards on the walls and glass cases featuring vintage and unique relics of presidents past, including Millard Fillmore.
These are original campaign ribbons from 1856.
Wow.
And we have a couple of folk art pieces that were used to support him. This is a little pipe with a long stem, and it has an image of Millard Fillmore on the front of it. And this is a seashell that somebody carved an image of Millard Fillmore and wrote his name below it in a seashell.
Bren Price Sr. is board trustee for the Buffalo Presidential Center, which opens its new permanent home to the public Saturday, November 14th, on the second level of the downtown library. When it debuts, it will feature what Price calls the five biggest presidents in terms of local interest. In addition to Fillmore, there's Grover Cleveland, William McKinley, who was assassinated here, and Theodore Roosevelt, who was sworn into office in Buffalo upon McKinley's passing. The fifth is Abraham Lincoln, who visited the region five times, both in life and death. Here's a Western New York connection to Lincoln. It was an 11-year-old girl from Westfield, Grace Bedell, who wrote the famous letter convincing Lincoln to grow facial hair. They later met.
When the train stopped in Westfield, New York, he said to the crowd, and not too long ago, a young lady here in Westfield asked me to grow whiskers, and I did, and I was elected. Is that young lady here right now? And her father carried her up, and he hugged her, and he kissed her on the back end of that train that he was on. And so that was, it's another Western New York story that I think people like to hear about and to learn about in some cases.
But the collection does not necessarily gloss over the lives of these presidents. Among the relics, a letter from Grover Cleveland to the mother of his child, born out of wedlock. There's a biography of Millard Fillmore published in the mid-1850s in Buffalo by Thomas and Lathrop's, opened to a chapter about the Fugitive Slave Act, which Fillmore supported.
We're here to tell their stories, and sometimes the stories aren't what we want to hear today. But we're here to give it an independent look, a neutral look, and to show both sides. And so we're not here to take sides on any one in particular president.
The Presidential Center also pays tribute to statesmen with local connections and women who had their own presidential campaign hopes.
And Belva Lockwood and Shirley Chisholm, the ladies who were first, they ran for president, even though Belva couldn't vote for herself, but she still got votes, believe it or not.
And they'll eventually add to its rotation some lighter-themed presidential displays, including tributes to White House pets through the years. Price says a little fun is needed in today's tense, divided political climate.
As time goes on, we will be having other temporary exhibits, like the one we have over here right now on donkeys and elephants. You know, what better fun type of exhibit could you have in an election year? Let's try to take our minds off the conflict and look at something that's kind of funky and odd.
Upon its opening late next week, hours will be every Saturday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Price says they'll consider whether to expand hours after the new year. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.